Jonglei State Acting Governor Tuong Majuk says a large number of armed young men who are believed to have crossed into Bor County from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, invaded by Ditfayams and touched several houses. He alleges the group killed 32 people and stole 2,600 head of cattle.
What had happened, actually, it was an organized attack by the youth from Greater Pibor Administrative Area, which had flown a very heavily attack yesterday at 5 p.m., over the innocent people of Baidi Payam. The attack took place and they were engaged by youth, and afterwards they destroyed the youth, and the youth of Baidi left 32 people dead and 24 other wounded.
The acting governor says he blames authorities in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area for doing very little to deter repeated attacks by young armed men from Pibor.
Those youths were in a very organized manner of attack. They got them somewhere in Pibor, as I was been seeing a video this morning. This video showing to me that the youth mobilized themselves where there is an authority, because it's not totally a bush. People were in a very clean clothes, but they are carrying arms and they are chanting song of war and all this. This video, I got it this morning. And I think for this reason, Jonglei State is condemning in a very strongest term possible, although our partners or our neighbors, they are not put us aware of the move of the youth in that number.
Earlier this month, authorities in Jonglei State convinced a large number of Lao Nuer young men who intended to carry out revenge attacks in the Greater Pibor area to return to Jonglei. Majuk says authorities in Jonglei are disappointed and may not persuade armed youth in the area from carrying out revenge attacks in Pibor.
Last year, when the youth from Lao Nuer, 5,000 youth were about to move to Jonglei, to Greater Pibor. In a very organized way for the revenge attack. We engaged those youth for almost three to four weeks. And afterward, they have respected what we are telling them, because we know where those youth mobilized themselves from. We engage chief and we engage commissioners in the ground, and whoever who may have an influence to the youth, we involve them until our youth accepted our call, and then they came back. By this time, I would not assure any media or the Republic of South Sudan that we shall be again in a control of the youth, because it is like we are using peace as a burden to them.
Locally, Mayor, the chief administrator for the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, condemns the attack in Bor County and says he was not aware of any planned attacks by young men from his area.
I want to condemn what happened, and I want to tell them that they are sorry for what happened, and we condemn what our youth is doing. Because youth doing, they cannot take us ahead, both sides of the youth. Youth of Greater Pibor and Greater Bor Jonglei. We have all of us to involve what the youth did. We need to sit down. Because if we support what youth doing, our civilians, the citizens. And if they finish themselves, we don't have people, because we are leaders like in fish in the water. Without water, the fish cannot survive. As politicians, if our civilians finish themselves, we cannot be leaders.
The mayor says the killing of traders in Bor and the blocking of Juba Pibor Road by suspected armed youth from Bor angered some young men from his area who might have gone for deadly revenge attacks in Bor.
There were 39 people in Bor. Youth was upset on that, and I used to tell youth that not any revenge. You need to stop. You need to stop. And again, now the blocking some roads, any car they want to go, even what we're talking now, there is some tractors, they stop it behind it. They were trying to go to Greater Pibor. And again, inside of the dust, in this muddy road, and any traitors, now we stop, we don't bring any cattle to the city, to the Yuba, because the ambushing, they killed the people who brought the cattle, and they took the cattle.
Cattle raids, child abductions and reprisal killings are a common occurrence in Jonglei and the greater Pibor area. In March 2020, a community-led goodwill agreement was signed by communities in Jonglei and greater Pibor administrative area at a peace conference in Uror County. Traditional leaders, women, youth and cattle camp leaders attended the conference and discussed compensations for lives lost and the return of abducted women and children. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.